You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Her stage name is Steffi James, but friends and family here in Michigan know her best as Stephanie Hammoud. This Nashville-based singer-songwriter got her start playing gigs at a coffee shop her family opened near Detroit. And after years of touring with prominent bands, Steffi James is getting ready to release her debut album later this year. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia has this preview.
The silver screen between the black and white, moving through the shadows like a streetcar on a ride.
Her music radiates with a sort of vintage atmosphere of the 60s with a little surf rock. James credits her mom for introducing her to musicals at a young age and says listening to show tunes shaped the way she thinks about songwriting.
I got into a lot of 60s stuff, like Roy Orbison records and Phil Spector records, and when I was really young, it was Bob Dylan. And once I heard Dylan, it was kind of like, okay, that's what I want to do. I want to write songs, and I don't know, I kind of go back to the roots, and like a lot of the musical theater stuff, it's really melodic. And I find myself writing melodies sometimes that are interesting, like not really typical for rock music or like rock and roll stuff. And I think a lot of that really comes from just I had different things in my ears growing up than a lot of other people do, I think.
In 2009, while in high school, James craved a place where she and friends could play music. At the same time, her family opened a small coffee shop called Dessert Oasis in Royal Oak. The idea was to bring the community together through sweets and live music. James would play almost every night for hours on end.
A lot of my friends played music as well, and we had no place to play. We didn't want to do the covers in bars. They also wouldn't let us in bars. We weren't 21, you know? So it was like kids would play guitar in parking lots after school and hang out. I thought that if we kind of made like a little place for it and just kind of built up that community, it's like a big thing for me, like artists supporting other artists. And so that was just what we did. We started promoting shows and putting on shows there and booking a lot of local Michigan acts who are still making incredible music and have passed through those doors at that coffee shop. It's very cool.
One night, while James was on stage at her coffee shop, none other than 8-time Grammy-winning R&B legend Anita Baker walked in the door.
I knew who she was, you know, like right away, and I was so nervous. You're standing there and you're kind of like defenseless. Like I'm standing on the stage with my guitar and I'm like, oh, Anita Baker's here. Like, here we go, you know? And she's staring at me. Like, she was sitting with some friends at a table, but she's watching me. And I was like, oh, man, like, don't mess up. And then afterwards, she was like, who are you? Like, where do you come from? Talk to me, you know? And so I did. I sat down and talked to her, and the shop had closed, you know, and the lights were off, and we were just sitting there for, like, hours after close, just talking, music, you know, everything.
Baker told James to consider taking her music career more seriously. And so James had a decision to make, stay in college at Oakland University or go on tour with Anita Baker.
And then when I got the call from Anita Baker to go on the road, it was like, there will always be like a classroom. I can always go get a degree, but like Anita Baker doesn't call every day and say, right. Hey, like, come on the road. You know, I was like, I better do it. And so I just kind of jumped at that opportunity. And then once I was doing it, I just wanted to stay on the road. And I did. I traveled with her, and we started in, like, New York City at Radio City Music Hall, which was unreal. You know, Bill O'Reilly was there. Like, all of a sudden, you're just around all these people, and it's like, what is going on? But it's all very, very cool stuff. I fell in love with Nashville, the city. Yeah, it just kind of, from there, it just took me down this other path.
James did not have a hard time finding work in Nashville. For a while, she worked with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. She toured with Nikki Lane and Michigan's own The Accidentals. Then she decided to focus on her own project. Earlier this year, James released a new single titled Silent Film.
I await your call tonight, painting scenes across a cardboard screen, wearing the shirt you stowed in my bag the last time I left.
song was picked up by another Grammy winner, Michael Bolton, and released in conjunction with the premiere of Bolton's documentary film, American Dream Detroit, back in May. Now James is working with Alabama Shakes producer Andrea Tokic to debut her first solo album coming out at the end of the year. And in the middle of all of this newfound success, she and her family are still committed to supporting local artists. Desert Oasis Coffee Roasters just opened a second location in downtown Detroit earlier this year.
Just a singer in a silent film, and the marquee is empty, set above the sidewalks where the children play. Frozen as a window pane, while a patron argues that Born to Run is some kind of poem, and I'm drinking from a paper cup. Do you recall the first night in June?
Steffi James is playing at the Tip Top Deluxe in Grand Rapids on Wednesday, July 11th. For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.